Oh, she did. Most definitely. Most definitely. They even had a name for one of them, the Mutual Admiration Society. Yeah, well, I mean, there were all these little, all these young girls, a few years younger than her that hung around, because Larissa grew up in Southfield, and so there were some girls from out there that hung around, with the band and stuff. But also, I don't really know how this came about. She met the Necros or some of the Necros. And, that's what she was interested in, is punk rock. And she met them, and they were just high school kids doing punk rock. And so she got to know them, really liked them. And so in some ways they became an entourage too, because they used to come around. And then really, I mean, L7 was not a hardcore band, but all those hardcore kids would come around because of Larissa, and then later John. And so we were kind of, that was kind of our audience, really. Beyond whoever else was, I mean, those were the people that come to our shows. We used to have a place next to where Avalon Bakery is right now. Actually, Retro had a storefront there too at the same time. And we used to have shows there once a month to pay the rent. And I mean, it was all the little shaved head kids with the bandanas wrapped around their knees and their ankles and stuff. And it was real interesting. I really enjoyed watching it happen.